You know, one of the most misunderstood operations in the kingdom of God is faith. It's so misunderstood. We all understand faith in the light of our understanding. So the way we see faith, view faith, but I'll tell you, true faith is going to originate from the heart. A lot of people try to operate in faith when they get in a storm because they heard a word and they want to exercise authority. That is not the time. Or standing by faith. Now, there is a standing by faith through the storm, but true faith is going to advance. And true faith is going to originate in the heart, and it's going to explode, and there is no circumstance that can hold it back. It doesn't matter the circumstance. In fact, it's going to override your circumstances. If your circumstances are overly prophesying to you, and they are integrated in your heart, and they are ruling you, then true faith is not yet in operation. Because true faith, your circumstances will not rule you. They may be ruling the outer part of you, but they will not rule the interior part of you. True faith has victory. I'm going to tell you something about this. True faith has joy. True faith has peace. And it originates within. True faith must be cultivated. Amen? But true faith, in the midst of the most backward circumstances, will have the utmost victory. And write this down. True faith knows it has received before it ever shows up. You already have it. Walked in the office last night with Anna like 3 or 4 times. I said, we have this. Do you understand? We have this now. I have it now. True faith is exploding in intimacy. True faith, your Father, you will feel the pleasure of heaven of receiving from your Father. True faith receives. Amen? And true faith begins as the grain of a mustard seed. I've been watching a lot of Christian television lately. Some of it I've been really just overjoyed with. And some of it I'm like, oh dear Lord, what are these people talking about? They butcher stuff. Most people take mustard seed faith and turn that into an offering. And then the ones who don't, they talk about all you need is little faith, the smallest kind of faith, as a grain of a mustard seed. That is wrong. Mustard seed faith is not little faith. It's operational faith that receives the kingdom, working in conjunction with the Holy Spirit for the transference of the kingdom of God to you. Mustard seed faith must receive components of the kingdom. It's not small. That's big faith, actually. You're receiving the kingdom. You're receiving the invisible. Amen. See, your soul must receive the seed of God's eternal word, not in your head. That's not where birthing comes, in your heart. That is a transference, a direct transference of the Holy Spirit. He's going to work in conjunction with you, transferring the eternal word of God to you. In promise form, in seed form, he's going to transfer until an impregnation begins into your heart. It's a word that's carried. It's a word that burns. It's a word that's living on the inside of you. If you have that, then you've had true mustard seed faith because that transfers. Holy Spirit's been transferring a lot to us over a long period of time. He's transferring, transferring, transferring. Sometimes your seed is so big. It's not just a small seed. There's so much in it. It takes him 20 years to transfer all the image into it. It's one big seed, but there's 20 years of transference in there. Amen? And he's going to get the eternal workings of the kingdom of God in you. He's going to get his eternal word dwelling in you. He's going to get the invisible substance of his word dwelling in you. Mustard seed faith, we talked about, you got to get the teaching. The stages of the seed, imbibition, where he waters the seed. Respiration, where the oxygenation begins, where oxygen begins to be added to the water into the seed, and it forces the release. That's actually like the leaven. It's the same thing as the leaven and the three measures. See, you've got to have the leavenator. You've heard of the terminator? Well, you got to have the leavenator. You've got to have leaven. That's the mystery of the kingdom. That's what people don't understand. I'm starting to experience this now. You want to know how it works? How it works is when dunamis gets added to the word of God. See, dunamis also must be received. When dunamis gets added, it produces an indwelling of Christ. The very first thing, your promise, whether it's a simple request to God, or you're believing God, or it's your lifelong promise, it's going to happen the same way. Faith has to be received. He says, when you stand praying, believe that you receive. You must know that they're there. How do you know? When you have receiving faith, you will know his words dwelling in you. You will know dunamis powers dwelling in you. You'll know you've got to have those components. Faith, dunamis, and the word, the three components, all of it must be received in dwelling on the inside of you. But the first thing it's going to do is cause the indwelling of Christ. Father, grant according to the riches of the glory that are in Christ Jesus to be strengthened with all dunamis power by your Holy Spirit into my inner man. The Holy Spirit is going to do the transfer, and you gotta have him. Gotta have a relationship with him. Gotta know him. You can't be grieving him all the day long and think transference is going to come. But he's going to transfer dunamis. That's the water to the seed. It's part of the measures. When he transfers that into your garden, it's going to cause that Christ may dwell in my heart by faith. See, what's going to happen is the indwelling of Christ is going to begin. And Christ, the indwelling of Christ, the beauty of the Lord. Oh, I was sitting there this morning. Yeah, because it's day and night now. I mean, it's morning and night. I mean, I can't get enough of it now. Because listen, prayer is not duty. Prayer is a joy to be in prayer is kingdom exchange. Prayer is worship. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Yes, it's worship, and then thy kingdom come. You gotta have not just intimacy and worship to the Father. You gotta have kingdom exchange in your prayer. Prayer time is where the kingdom exchanges. It's gonna come to you before it comes through you. You got it. Your whole life should be right here. Right here. You should learn to live in this place. If you're not living here, you're living outside of where your promise is going to originate. You got to live right here. Thy kingdom come. See, it comes here. Thy will be done on the earth. And it flows to you out of your innermost being, floweth rivers, living water. Taking a long time to get here. But it's glorious now. I understand how to receive from God. I'm already dancing, shouting, laughing, and crying. And I hadn't even got my first manifestation yet, but I have got my first manifestation because it's manifesting on the inside of me right now. It's exploding on the inside. When faith explodes, when Christ dwells in your heart, he releases righteousness, peace, joy. He releases life. You just get filled up with the presence of the Lord. And faith begins to explode on the inside of you. And it's a faith that's being produced by the leaven of God. See, you receive the measures. You do what you do, then God does what he does. Amen? You got to receive, but then God's going to do what he does. What God's been waiting on is reception faith. When you get the right components, ingredients, seed, when you get the right stuff in there, leaven's going to get added to it, or oxygen's going to get added to it. When it does, it causes an explosion, what you cannot do. It causes your faith to go from here to here. God gets involved with your faith and he transforms it. He transforms faith from mustard seed faith to mountain moving faith, and it's transformed by a beautiful, glorious presence of God. I had no idea the pleasure the Father gets in kingdom exchange. I had no idea the level of intimacy you can have in kingdom exchange. You will feel the pleasure of the Father. He wants to bless you. Get what I'm about to tell you. This is huge. You can live your life. God will allow certain people to live their life in self-sufficiency, human sufficiency. He'll allow them to live it out. But you don't understand the forces that are at work in the world system right now. If you've been paying attention to what's going on, the country's covering has been breached.
You could come into this country and be blessed just by the covering over it. That's about to change now. Darkness is moving in this country, so the covering must come from God Almighty Himself. God's people who enjoy the corporate covering are going to have to come under God's covering alone. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. And if you don't learn to live there and have your life built there, self-sufficiency is not going to make it in the future. And sometimes God's loved you enough to teach you the ways of faith. Because the ways of faith are not easy. Because the first thing that has to bow is self-sufficiency. And you, insufficiency, it's got to bow down. It's got to bow in the presence of the Lord. We have to learn of His ways. It's not easy to learn of His ways. Because we want to fix it and do it and work it out. We want to work it out. Our soul has a capacity to go work it out. We pray and then our soul spending all day long figuring out how it's going to answer that prayer. Your soul ain't God. It wants to be God, but it's not God. And that soul's got to bow down because true faith does not originate from the soul. True faith doesn't kick in until the soul is bowed down low. So part of the process of faith is humility. You've got to be broken to operate in true faith. Because if you're not, your soul will keep taking charge of your life and keep trying to answer your own prayers. We pray and then the soul works it out. Well, this is how we'll do it. And God said, I am God. True faith receives. God designed this thing where you put the kingdom of God up inside of you. He designed it, what you hold there as you think it in the heart. What you hold in your spirit is going to manifest in the earth. The incubation chamber of the Most High God. And when you hold God's stuff up in there, the eternal word of God, the eternal dunamis power of God, when you hold it there long enough, the Holy Spirit's going to take the leaven, the law of the Spirit of life. And when he leavens, your faith, it transforms. The presence of the Lord starts breaking forth. The glory of God, the intimacy of God, the love of God. All the fruits of God go in this process. Faith is full of love. It's full of life. It's working by love. It's working by peace. It's working by rest. It's working by glory. It works by the presence of God. Faith works. Heaven will report to your spirit you're on the right track. If you're just thinking something's going to fall out of the sky, that's not faith. Faith knows heaven's with you. Heaven reports to you. You're there. You're doing it. You got it. You're on it. Heaven will tell you you're on the right track. You got to get charge of what's going on in here. You got to get something working on the inside of you. The Spirit of the Lord told me, He said, what's coming? My people are not ready for. They are not ready for the battles that lay ahead. But the people that are prepared in my spirit, they will do exploits. Because I'll turn that adversity and I'll cause them to do exploits because they're ready for it. Those that are not, the enemy's going to start ripping boards off the house. You better have your life on faith and you better have it on the word and you better wake up. I don't know what it's going to take to waken the church of this nation up right now. But I'm telling you what, we're going to be ready. We're ready now. And if you're not on the word, go to Hebrews chapter 1. I'm in love with God more than I've ever been in love. I had no idea how much pleasure the Father has. Some of you are so afraid to believe God, your Father, for something.
Well, if it's not to do with His kingdom, don't ask Him.
He loves you. What He would rather you do is seek Him, learn how to receive from Him. Instead of doing it the world's way, you want to find the pleasure of the Father. Put your faith 100% in Him and refuse any other way. I have joy. Joy is springing up in my spirit. I'm a very serious person. In the anointing, I get joyful, but I'm not normally a person that just walks around, ha, 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 ha. But I got joy welling up in my spirit. It's coming up out of the inside, and I get up in the prayer calls, and he turns his fountain up on the inside, and joy starts. You can't have depression and joy at the same time. Joy is filling the Word. Peace is filling the Word. I didn't have that till this last week. The Word is producing. Dunamis is getting in there with the Word. The Holy Spirit is already starting to leaven. I believe. Do my eyes say anything else? I believe. You gotta know. You don't get that kind of faith in yourself. You hold it, but the Holy Spirit, when he starts leaven, when he starts adding the leaven, it causes a reaction in the spirit. And the first place that's gonna happen is in your spirit. Christ is gonna release the indwelling. You're gonna get filled with all the essence of heaven. I'm convinced the life of true faith is the greatest life ever. It's the most fullest life. It's full of God. It's full of the Father. I mean, the Father gets so much pleasure. I'm feeling so much pleasure. I can't stand it. This morning, I went straight with the Father, and it's like I wasn't getting anywhere with the Father. I wasn't getting anywhere with the Holy Ghost. I'm like, where are you? Because now, if he's not there, something's up. I'm going to tell you, you may not understand this. Because normally, I'll go right to the Father, and then I went to the Holy Ghost. I'm like, I couldn't find him. I felt this word said, today is the day for the Lord. And as soon as I directed my faith and love towards the Lord this morning, whoo, sometimes the Lord wants you all to himself. Sometimes the Father wants you all to himself. Sometimes the Holy Ghost wants you all to himself. And sometimes all three of them want you. This morning, when I connected, whoosh, I didn't want to leave. I said, God, I got to leave to come preach. He goes, that's all right. You can come back. Go in and out. Your life is about to turn around when you learn faith. When you learn what true faith is. If I were you, just get this series and listen to it, listen to it, listen to it. The Holy Spirit explodes. This series is one of the most important series. It's going to radically transform your life. We are on the Word. Do you understand we're not going to fail? We can't fail because we're being upheld by the Word of God that we've kept and carried. It doesn't matter the circumstances. It doesn't matter what's going on. We're upheld. I told Anna, I said, our family's upheld. Our children are upheld. Our future's upheld. We're talking different. We're seeing things there. We're not walking around, oh dear, what the devil's doing. Well, you get up into that, he'll feed you with all manner of stuff. If you want to focus on that stuff, all it's going to produce is doom, despair, and agony on me, self-pity, and excessive misery. You're going to have to focus into the kingdom. You're going to have to get up inside. You got to live in this place until it explodes, and there your victory will be. And when you have victory within like that, the enemy cannot take it. I already told the devil, I said, you're not ever going to take this. You've stolen a lot of things from me, but you will never take this. You will never take this. And this is about to be that. This is going to be that. What's going on the inside's coming on the outside. I got a river of life flowing out of me. I got a fountain that's erupting on the inside of me. And oh, the joy. Oh, the peace. Oh, the glory. Oh, the love. Oh, the sweetness of his spirit. Oh, the light. Oh, the victory. Sweet, sweet victory. Sweet, sweet love. Eternal fountain, stand up, O fountain within. Stand up, O fountain. Stand up and let me drink of the waters of life. Let me drink of the rivers of Eden. Of the rivers of your pleasure, let us drink. Of the rivers of glory, we will drink. Oh, we will speak and speak and not grow weak. We will drink and drink till our hearts are full. Make us full. Grant fullness. The waters of fullness. Holy Spirit, bringing the fullness out of the right hand of the Father. Up through our well. Springing up. Upholding all things by the word of your power. You're upholding all things now. Our life is upheld. Our future is upheld. Father, there's glory in this house right now. Our life is upheld, Father. Our future is upheld. A life that's not of this world is coming into the earth. There shall be miracles, signs, wonders, and mighty deeds. There shall be blessings of the Lord and multiplication and increase and inheritance. Inheritance is born this day, says the Spirit of grace. An inheritance that will stay. An inheritance that you will see and know. An inheritance, says the Spirit of the Lord. Father, we thank you for the fullness. You uphold our life. You uphold us. You uphold us. Spirit of the Lord's upholding you now. You're not going to fall. You're not going to be blown away with the winds of adversity coming over this nation. You are not under the darkness that's presently coming over this nation. You are in the light and under the light. You are under the mercy of the Most High God. And the Most High God is our covering. We are covered. And we live in a kingdom that's not of this world. And no matter what happens to our nation, it's not going to affect us. We are saints and heirs of the Most High God. We are heirs of the Most High God. And His word is upholding us. His dunamis power is upholding us. We have the hidden things, the invisible things. From the foundations of the world live in us. The things that are not yet seen in the earth live in us. They will be seen. What is in you will become seen. It'll become seen. Receive the breath of life. Whew. By faith we know the worlds were framed. By the word of God, so the things that are seen were not made by the things that do appear. You know what that means? The things we're seeing were not made by the things that are seen. Say the things that are seen were not made by the things that are seen. Get this, the revival's coming. It's not made by the things that are presently seen. The revival that's coming, the glory, the government, it's not made by the things that you already see right now. It's made and fashioned and formed by the unseen being carried in the hearts of the heirs of the Father. The sons and daughters of the Most High, the joint heirs of Christ, are carrying that which is unseen. And God's going to forge and form the government that's to come. It's coming out of the unseen that's in us now. But we possess the unseen. We have the unseen dwelling in us. How many of you feel, taste, touch, see the unseen? See, you'll see the unseen. It's dwelling in you. I see the unseen as much as I see you. The unseen has become seen. I see it with the eye of faith. It's been forged and formed. And the revival of the government's to come. It's already here. It's dwelling in our midst. It's dwelling on the inside. And it's going, undergoing a process. Same with the dunamis. The dunamis is the unseen. The word is unseen. Your faith is unseen right now. But the world's going to, because it's underground faith right now. It's mustard seed faith right now. The world doesn't see it. But it's there. It's inside. You see it. It's working. The world's going to see all three come out. They're going to see the word of faith come out. Now is, but the hour's coming. Say now is. We have it now. But the hour is coming. The world's going to see it. When they see it, God must have fell out of the sky and said, no, he come up from within. He didn't fall out of the sky. That's a visitation. He's coming up for manifestation. Habitation. It's coming from within. We've been carrying the unseen for a long time. It's about time you just got to see it. We've been looking at it for a very long time. Been carrying it for a very long time. God decided it's time. Now is. But that which is coming, they'll get to see it. But we already see it. If you don't see anything on the inside, then you don't have faith working. Because faith will see the unseen. Faith will receive the unseen by the power of the Holy Ghost. You'll receive the promises of God. You'll receive dunamis power. You'll receive the components this whole world was fashioned and made of. The invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen. How long were they in God before he decided to speak it? How long did he have all this up inside of him? The world, until he decided to speak. He carried it. He held it. That's the way God works. That's the way faith works. You hold. If you have any idea, the power of the incubation chamber that's inside of you. The devil knows it. That's why he comes to steal it and snatch it as soon as he can. He'll either attach your life to his systems or he'll attach your life to your own sufficiency. But anything he can do to get you away from that place inside. You think that warfare is just because he doesn't like you? That warfare of your life is to get you out of this place. That distraction, you think that's natural distraction that comes upon you in the morning? That distraction that's coming upon you is to keep you away from this place. Does it want you to ever open that fountain? He didn't want you to have the stuff inside you that's going to cause that fountain to explode. Because once it explodes, he has no place. The thief cometh, but he has no place in me. I got a river of life. I got a fountain of the living God. It shall be in you a well spring of life, springing up. I got victory. And I haven't even seen it in the natural yet, but I got it here. I got it here. You're going to start seeing some of the stuff I've been believing for. And I'm going to tell you, yep, I already believe in that. I saw that 3 months ago. Where'd that come from? Well, that was up inside of me 3 months ago, but there it is. Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. The Holy Spirit does the there it is. But if he don't have it here, he's not drawing out here. Then you got to wait for a gift to come upon you. You got to wait for a miracle to come upon you, or you got to go do it yourself. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen? True faith. Holy Spirit just ran this through me. He goes, would you like my definition? I said, yes. He said, true faith receives and possesses. Say, receives and possesses the substance of creative dunamis power on the behalf of the thing that is hoped for. And true faith receives and possesses the evidence of God's word on the behalf of the thing not yet seen. And when you have that kind of faith, that's mustard seed faith in its purest form, then you've got dunamis, the word, and mustard seed faith. You are ready for leaven. You are ready for God to get involved with your faith, for God to get involved with the dunamis, for God to get involved with the word and to leaven it, to oxygenate it. You're ready for God to cause the expansion of Christ in you, and he's going to do it all right here, and it's going to go. His glory is going to expand in you. His life is going to expand. His presence is going to expand. His love is going to expand. You thought he's just going to give you something. He's going to give you all of heaven when he gives you something. It's your Father's good pleasure, and he's going to let you feel the pleasure as he transfers the kingdom of his dear Son through you. You're going to feel the pleasure of it. And it's a lifetime of it. You know what? I was just weeping the other day and thanking God that he took us down this journey we went down. I was weeping. I said, Lord, if you'd have let me go, you know what a lot of preachers do? They don't really know faith. You're their source. Their books and tapes are their source. Their money machines, their source. A lot of preachers, I walk by faith, but God, I need a meeting. Give me another meeting, and they start getting into the system, see. But true faith will start harvesting stuff from within. It'll start causing a breakout. True faith will have your eyes 100% on the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. And true faith will say, it's enough. Your word, dunamis, this whole operation's enough. True faith will have one provider, Father God. True faith will look nowhere else but Father God. Have faith in God. See, because the Father's kind of like, if you don't put 100% in me, then you're going some other way. You're looking at it for another way. You're not ready yet. True faith is an experience. You're going to see, listen to me, this church catapult. You're going to see us catapult into the realm of the impossible. You're going to see blessings and glory and power and miracles because it's all originating right here. Because God's with us. The reason I'm talking like that, that's not human-ordained confidence. That's God-ordained confidence. That kind of confidence is coming out of a place I'm living in the Spirit. You got to have that in your, in that exchange. You got to have heaven come up. You got to have the indwelling of Christ. You got to have that explosion. That's what you're looking for. I'm trying to tell you where to look. You're praying. You think God's going to originate it out there. He's going to originate it here. You're going to know that you know that you know that you know you've got it before it shows up. You're going to have it here. God's going to report it to you. Presence of God's going to report it to you. The glory of God's going to report it to you. The Word's going to report it to you. Dunamis is going to report it. Faith is, the Holy Ghost is going to report it. Yeah, I got it. That's called true faith. True faith's going to work in here a long time before it works out there. And if you're not learning how to work in here yet, then you got to get everything turned in. Amen. Let's give God glory. Let's give Him glory. I said, Lord, what a privilege to walk in this. I told the Lord, I said, thank you. See, He held us back. Chuck and Pastor Arnold attested this. I mean, we tried to go down a road and He cut it down. We tried to go down another road, He'd cut it down. Tried to go down ministerial roads, He did cut that off. Now that's not me. Took a chainsaw and just cut the whole tree down. I am thankful that we learned this way, because this way will never fail. God is teaching us to appropriate. If you're wondering why God holding you back and letting everybody else run around you, and you see people, they run right next to you, and they don't have half the stuff you got. They don't even have an eighth of what you got. And they're off and running, and you're being held back. And they're telling you all the great things God's doing. You're going, oh, thank you very much. I'm very happy for you. And you're being held back. You don't know why you're being held back. Because God wants you to operate in the purest form. And just because they get the runoff and mixture doesn't mean you're going to get the runoff and mixture. God wants pure, unadulterated faith coming up out of you. He don't want you running off and joining the system out there. True faith's going to originate with the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the Word, dunamis, power inside. Amen. But listen, heaven's going to report to you. Heaven's going to report the victories. It's going to start releasing on the inside. The wellspring is going to release. The joy is going to release. It's the joy of your life to go back to the Father, to go back in the presence of God where the exchange is made. See, the exchange is not made out here. The exchange is made in the interior kingdom. The exchange is made in the secret place of the Most High God. The exchange is made in the temple within. All the stuff He taught us, wow, it's all coming now. What a joy, too. Hallelujah. We're going to be people of great, great faith. Because you don't have to be a person of great faith. I'm going to leave this with you. You don't have to be a person of great faith. You have to be a person of mustard seed faith. God's going to turn your faith into great faith through a process called leaven. That's what he's going to do for you. That's the mystery of the kingdom. Isn't that glorious? He's going to bring oxygen to your seed in the water. He's going to cause that seed to go boom. Glory to God. I believe creative miracles are going to be breaking out soon in the atmosphere. I believe the blessing of the Lord's going to turn some of you people straight upside down. Some of you have been dealing with poverty, debt, lack, need, destruction all your life, generational stuff. The kingdom of God, blessed is yours. Blessed is the poor, for there's the kingdom of God. The kingdom is not going to leave you in poverty. It's going to reshape you and your future and your children's future. Once you learn to appropriate something from heaven, and the pleasure of heaven comes with it, your whole life will be spent in the pleasure of God. It's a glorious life of faith, and we're on the track now. Praise the Lord. So, Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for what's working in us. Thank you for the word. We keep your word, Father. We will never fail. We thank you for this glorious substance of dunamis creative power. We thank you, Father, you're at work right now. You're working in us. We thank you do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we ask or think according to the power, the dunamis that's working in us. Your word is working. Dunamis is working. Faith is working. Oh, it's working, Father. It's working. This is a glorious day we're in now. That we can live in your kingdom no matter what's going on in the world. Father, that's not our world. Our world is your kingdom. Our world is your kingdom, Lord. We're going to bring this world that we live in to that world. We're going to bring this world into that world. Amen. I want you to anticipate a life of faith now. Because everything's going to change now. We're going to live with the God of the impossible and see the answers to our prayers. And you're going to get teach people how to get answered prayer. You're going to tell them, no, that didn't just come. That was inside of me for a while. That was here. Just like mamas, you've been giving birth before. Before we come out, we live in there in that womb. That's how God does it. You've got to live in there. Amen. You got to keep that. That's your job until the day of leaven happens. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God glory.